Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is going to be really interesting. We can do probably 500 shows on these next three topics. We're talking about boundaries for the last few weeks with Dee Dee Hansen, a licensed marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place. And we've been talking about various boundaries that we have to deal with, whether it's involving our human bodies, our time, our possessions, our privacy, certain freedoms that we have, workplace expectations, friendship rules and roles. Now it gets really, really interesting. We're going to talk marriage rules and roles, family rules and family roles. And again, you could probably do 500 shows on this, but we're going to do just one. With us is Gidi Hansen. How are you, Gidi?
Fine. And you know what? If we get going, maybe we will split this one up into a couple of shows.
It could be because, I mean, boy, but we don't, but you know, it's very important that sometimes I've had people say, you know, and I think you've had that too. People get a lot of information on our shows and they have heard that this is therapy for them. But if you need real therapy, I mean, you're not going to get it from me.
No, and you're not going to get it in a half-hour radio show
with commercials interspersed, yeah. Which comes down to maybe 20 minutes. So if you want real therapy and you need real help, you should give The Growing Place a call. We'll give you the number later in the show.
And thank you, Jerry, for using the T word, because this marriage rules and roles, family rules and family roles, is what marriage and family therapy is about.
You're right, right.
It's about these boundary violations and these issues.
And when you talk about family therapy roles and marriages, when a couple comes in and you're discussing, I would imagine these words come out of your mouth when you're talking to them, rules and roles.
Not necessarily.
No?
Okay. No. I mean, unless I knew the couple well and there was a strong bond of trust, you know, I would not say necessarily to the man, you know, your role is to be yelled at and belittled.
Oh, yeah.
And her role is to domineer you. I mean, I would not say that. Mm-hmm. But we would work on those issues.
Although there's some marriages where that would probably be
applicable.
It
would be true, but it wouldn't be a very unproductive way of presenting the information.
Okay, but ultimately, sometimes these marriage issues, contentious issues between a married couple, come down to somebody is going beyond their boundaries.
Exactly. Okay. This is where we can really get into therapy.
Right.
And counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when we grow up in our families of origin, we are assigned a role.
Mm-hmm.
And we unconsciously take it on. This is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get married, and we also bring the rules of our family, the unspoken rules, into the marriage. And we have another person doing the same thing, and there's all these clashes because the rules and the roles don't match.
Boy, a great example of this, and I think it's a great example. Maybe it's not that great, but I would never give anything personal involving my marriage with my wife Kelly. But it's kind of humorous. Whenever I get out of the shower, I take the towel and I put it over the glass shower, because that's what my mom always said. It airs it out better if it's just laid out front. That way, it airs out the towel better. But then it causes streaks on the glass. And Kelly just says it's causing streaks. Yes, but you hang it up and bunch it in the towel and put it on the hook. No. You hang it over so that it airs it out properly. So we finally reached a resolution so that there was a middle ground finally. But it was because my mother always told me this is the way to do it, because it airs out the towel. Otherwise, it's going to smell really bad the rest of the day, and you can't. And the next day, you have to wash the towels more often. So it's better to open them up and air them out.
Right.
I said, well, that makes sense. And she would acknowledge, yes, I guess that makes sense, but it streaks the glass. And we reached a point where we would open up the shower door and just kind of hang it over the actual bar, but not over the glass.
They're good.
So we reached a resolution. But it's interesting because the reason it's relevant is that so many people come in with her family had, this is the way it's done.
Right.
My family said, this is the way it's done. So there has to be some sort of And even though that's a very small
issue. No, that's a beautiful example. Now imagine applying that instead of a towel, it's what a husband should be or what a wife should be.
Right.
According to my family. Mm-hmm. And you're not meeting my expectations, yeah. and there's something the matter with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where a lot of the disputes come in.
Right. I would imagine it could be, much bigger than towels, but... are there certain rules that I think we live in a world, you know, some things, again, not one size fits all.
No,
I know that in you know, I'm older, for example, so sometimes Kelly will take on some things that normally a guy would do, and because she's younger and a little better physical condition than I might be able to do, so sometimes I don't feel I have the agility to climb up a ladder and put Christmas boxes up away. I prefer having her, the kids, and I'll hold the ladder because I don't trust myself as my older age.
Sure.
So these kind of things have to be negotiated. But we're talking even bigger issues than that, though, aren't we?
We are. We're talking huge issues, that cause misery mm-hmm. for the married couple, issues that cause separation and divorce.
And the issues generally come, and maybe I hit the nail on the head here. I don't know. Sometimes I get lucky. It's that the expectation level before...
There's assumptions and expectations, and there are unspoken rules and regulations. There are unspoken roles that are trying to be forced on the other person
uh-huh.
or assumptions about myself. You know, like a man gets married who grew up in a home where mom washed all the dishes, mm-hmm. did all the cleaning and all the cooking and all the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And he marries a woman who's not interested in doing any of those things
mm-hmm.
and who has other interests. And he's stuck working full time and doing all the housework because she grew up at a home where nobody did housework.
Marriage is so complicated. We're gonna take a break. We're talking about boundaries inside of marriage and inside of family involving probably children, the family dog, all kinds of things. We'll take a break and we'll continue our chat. After this break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up when
all right, welcome back to the show. I don't know this, like Edie will tell us, but I would imagine much of their clientele involves either addictions of some kind or family marriage problems. And I always like to remind people, you're not going to get any solutions from the show. Get an idea that maybe, oh gosh, yeah, that's an interesting problem we have. Maybe we should talk to somebody about it. And that's why we recommend, you know, if you have issues, go to The Growing Place. You can give Gidi a call or one of the other licensed marriage and family therapists. Their number is 588-0448, 588-0448. You go to tgplace.com, tgplace.com. This might be a good time because I know we get a lot of people that are interested when we talk particularly about marriage and family roles. And maybe I'm going to stump. I don't mean to play stump the therapist, but is there when people come in, did their insurance work for this, or is it paid independently, or how does it work?
The licensed therapist can take insurance, and then it's up to their individual policy
okay.
with their insurers as to whether the insurance company will take The Growing Place or not.
Okay, so it depends on the insurance company.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that obviously could be done with a phone call, 588-0448. Okay. We're talking about boundaries for the last few weeks, marriage roles and rules. Right now we're talking about family rules.
And I have a little anecdote to tell you about a friend of mine who was brought home. This was back, you know, in college days. Another friend brought this girl home to meet the family. Mm-hmm. And they all sat down to have dinner together. And the father began to pontificate and dominate the whole meal and talk about politics and talk about religion, and then, you know, focused his attention on the newcomer, who was the new girlfriend, and began pontificating about subjects that she happened to know a lot about. And she answered him back and spoke back to him. Mm-hmm. And it shattered the dinner table. It shattered everything, because she had just broken a huge rule, which is when dad is talking and pontificating and interrogating the family, nobody talks. They just let him go on and on and on until he's done, and then they eat dessert. But she did not know that.
Uh-huh.
And she was relating this to me, and the treatment of the father went berserk. He did not know how to handle it.
There's a couple of interesting things. That's a great story. We could talk. First of all, the rule that the father should be allowed to do that might be a bad rule to begin
yes,
with.
Yes, and this is why we have people in therapy.
Okay.
We get the kids and we get the wife who feel like they have no voice.
Okay, so the rule that says dad could pontificate about politics and religion and every other issue on the world to solve the world's problems, that rule is probably a bad rule.
Yes. I mean, there's no interaction. Yes. There's no discussion. There's no sharing of ideas. There's no developing in the children. How do you think about something?
And so the idea that the father has ideas and viewpoints is not necessarily bad.
Right. Not at all.
In fact, in some ways, it could be a positive thing, because we're encouraging dissent. We're encouraging thought, being thought-provoking.
Yes.
And all of that's good. It's just that the rule got set really early in the marriage or in the relationship.
It did, and this particular gentleman, you know, now you can't diagnose somebody you've never met who isn't in the room, but this particular gentleman could have had a narcissistic personality disorder or borderline personality disorder because of his response to just being gently challenged by the guest that to whom he was directing all of this, you know, conversation.
Then the question is, I think we could figure this one out. The son who brought the new girl home probably should have warned the new girl.
Probably.
He's going to go off on a diatribe, and he's going to probably say some things that might irritate you.
Right.
It might be best just to listen and smile and then forget about it when it's over.
Yes.
And then try to, but at some point, there probably needs to be an intervention with the family to say, you know, this is not healthy. Not good.
Yeah.
That's a good example of it.
Yeah. But, you know, there are other family rules that are, you know, again, unspoken. You know, children should be seen and not heard is an old-fashioned family rule. Mm-hmm. But maybe in America, the new family rule is children should rule. Mm-hmm. Children should be in control at all times. Children should manipulate their parents. You can never say no to a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say no to a child, then you'll ruin that child's life forever. I mean, there's all kinds of other rules that have taken the place of the old rules that maybe are too far on the other extreme.
I wonder if rules need to be adjusted over time. Some, I would imagine the answer is some yes, some no. I mean, basic foundational rules of faith and honor and all those good
things.
The virtues, probably not, but certainly maybe rules where I'm trying to think of an example.
Well, I can give you a great example of what you're saying. You know, a two-year-old needs more guidance and direction and help and protection than a 16-year-old.
Right.
And if you're treating a 16-year-old with the same rules of the two-year-old, we have a very unhealthy relationship here.
Right. I'm trying to think of actually a situation where a rule would change in midstream. So you got a 16 or 18-year-old or whatever, 12-year-old, and you're just like, okay, this rule used to be this, but...
Well, how about movies or
right.
video games
yes.
or how late you can stay out or who you can have in a sleepover or
right. yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, so those rules can be adjusted.
Yes, and the thing about boundaries are they need to be firm but flexible.
Yeah.
Rigid boundaries are very unhealthy.
Okay, we have one more segment to discuss with Edie. Family roles. What are the roles of a husband, a wife, a mother, father, a child? We'll wrap up today's discussion on boundaries involving family and marriage after this break.
Hi,
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the big show. We're with Judy Hansen at A Growing Place. They're having a seminar on boundaries, and we've talked about so many over the last few weeks, different types of boundaries that we have in our lives, that we should have in our lives. And if you want to learn more, you can give The Growing Place a call. Their seminar takes place. I don't, unfortunately, have the exact date with me. I know it takes place. I want to say it's on Thursdays, but I might be wrong. In fact, it is Thursday. I think the first one was February 2nd, so that would be Friday. So I think it was, anyway.
Thursday.
So it's on Thursdays. But if you want to give them a call, you can call Connie, okay, to learn more about the seminar. 518-585-9518-585-9. And Gidi Hansen is a licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. And when you, of all the clients you see, what percentage of them are involve family issues? What involve? And if you were to break down the pie chart.
Oh, gosh, I've never done that. I do see a number of family and marriage and child issues. And I also see individuals for depression, anxiety, PTSD, things like that.
Okay. When it comes to the marriage thing,
oftentimes in marriages, communication is a huge problem.
Uh-huh.
They quarrel and fight because they don't listen to each other. They don't understand what the other one is saying.
You know what worries me about that? Sometimes I think maybe it's because maybe they don't care what the other person is thinking?
No, I think oftentimes they care. If they don't care, they wouldn't come in and see me.
Yeah, yeah.
They care, but they're frustrated and they're at their wit's end and they're sure they're right and he's wrong or she's wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so they just need guidance.
Right. Is this prevalent, do you think, in a lot of marriages? Is there studies that show that this is not unusual or is this normal?
Yeah, all of the marriage problems anybody can have are pretty prevalent.
Uh-huh.
They're just, some people have better coping mechanisms and better ways of resolving their problems. Mm-hmm. And other people don't have those tools.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come to us and we give them those tools.
So I think when people discuss, okay, this is a good fit for our marriage, let's have the start a family together and a life together, we're in love and we're going to have this, each one comes in with certain expectations, and those expectations center around what they believe the role of a husband is, what the role of a wife
exactly.
is.
Exactly, and we do premarital counseling.
I was about to ask you that. Is that,
yes.
is that now, is there ever a case where there's premarital counseling where you say, this is not a good idea. You guys need to reconsider this.
I know that has been said at the center.
Uh-huh.
It has not been said by me yet.
Right.
But if I saw that, I would definitely say that. What I do is I try not to be that directive, and I don't take responsibility for their mm-hmm. decision making. So what I say is, these are the things working in favor of your future marriage. These are the things working against it.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Right.
And we explore that, and then I say the decision is yours.
Yeah, that's interesting because so much of it is premarital counseling. That would be, I know that before I got married, my wife and I went to, it was part of the Catholic faith to take these classes. It's a thing where you spend a weekend and a retreat, and you learn more about each other, and you talk about various issues and things. I found it to be a complete waste of time, but I had to do it because I had to do it. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just my opinion. It was a complete waste of time. But you know what? I had fun, and we had some laughs and giggles over it. We talked to some priests, and it was fine. But it didn't for me, it was like I didn't really care. But because I thought none of this is going to be resolved in a couple of groupthink discussions, and so I to me it seems like this is something that is. I would think it would have been much more greater detail that needs to go into.
Well, a lot of pastors do. I know my husband does premarital counseling. He will not perform the marriage rite with any couple who hasn't had premarital counseling,
mm-hmm.
either by him or by another pastor.
Okay. Okay.
So it's that is very important. He will not just tie the knot for people who he doesn't know or who haven't been through some kind of program.
And for those who don't know, Gidi's husband is Father Peter Hansen at St. Augustine Church over in downtown Chico.
Yes.
And so we kind of got sidetracked here. At least
we did, and I think we're going to have to kind of carry this one over to the next show, too.
Yeah.
Family roles are very important. Kids oftentimes get put into a role by their family members. Oftentimes, now this is, again, no cookie cutters here, and there are many exceptions to what I'm going to say, but the birth order can very often determine a child's role in the family.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first child is usually given, you know, they're the first to break ground of everything, the first to be potty trained, the first to go to school, first to go to college, the first to get a job, the first to drive. And so they're given a lot of privileges and responsibilities. The baby, the last child is often babied because it's the last child, and they get away usually. And again, you know, Jerry, I'm making tons of generalizations. And there are many, many exceptions to what I'm saying, but I'm just giving examples of roles. The baby gets away with all kinds of things. It can be the clown. Sometimes the middle child turns into the clown because the middle child can be the overlooked child and clowns around for attention or breaks rules for attention because they feel neglected. There are all kinds of complicated different roles and rules of a family. And when a family comes in with a problem, they usually have one child that's identified as the patient or as the one who's causing the problem.
And that's not necessarily fair, is it?
And it's not necessarily true.
We're going to take a break for today. We'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to continue this discussion about family roles and rules on our special segment series on boundaries with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. If you ever want to look for some help, she is a licensed family therapist at The Growing Place, 588-0448. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good luck.